Hello and welcome. Thank you for listening. My name is Sarah Baumert. I am a yoga teacher, Feldenkrais practitioner, and host of the Sarah B. Yoga podcast. The Sarah B. Yoga podcast and my practice, Body Matter, is an interdisciplinary learning space where we explore the many ways that movement can help facilitate body acceptance and awareness, reduce pain and stress, regulate the nervous system, and build strength and ease. My teaching plays with the synthesis of Feldenkrais awareness through movement lessons, traditional yoga asana, creative imagery, breathing exercises, self-massage, and a compassionate mindset to help you feel a greater sense of ease and comfort in yourself. Sarah B. Yoga and Body Matter have a lot of other program offerings. These podcasts are just a taste of my teaching. Each week, I teach a range of online classes, including a gentle yoga class, a level 2 class for more advanced students, and Feldenkrais classes with monthly themes, anatomy lessons, and Q&A sessions for more in-depth study. I have 2 new courses starting at the end of February. One is my continued Monday night blending of yoga and Feldenkrais class. This series will have a focus on the pelvic floor, the psoas, and the abdominal complex. Each class will use pelvic floor mapping as an entry point for a well-rounded practice. The second course is The Secret Language of the Arms, where we will explore Feldenkrais lessons that offer the hidden potential within the upper body. You might imagine this scenario. You go to just grab your phone and check on something, and before you know it, that kind of gripping action of your hands, of holding the phone, starts to create a tension that travels up your arms, to your neck, to your jaw, to your chest. You might even realize that you've been holding your breath and you're somewhat lost in this digital world as your body braces. And for what, really? We've all been there, uncomfortable with the tension that comes from our technology, where the strain travels from our fingertips up through our arms, into our shoulders, our chest, even to our foreheads. And none of us are immune to these kinds of modern day scenarios. So in this series, The Secret Language of the Arms, each lesson will include 2 components. We'll move from microcosm to macrocosm and connect the dots along the way. So you can think microcosm, an exploration of the articulation and functional coordination of the smaller joints, like the fingers, the wrists, the elbows. And then we'll expand outwards, discovering how your arms integrate with the whole self, feeling the way your spine, your ribs, even your legs and your feet, how they contribute to the harmony of the movement of your arms. No Feldenkrais lesson is complete without an integration of the whole self. While there will be this focus on the upper extremities, these will be whole body lessons. You can find a link for these 2 new spring courses that start at the very end of February, beginning of March. Find all of that in the show notes, or just visit body-matter.com. I hope to see some of you there. Okay, on to today's episode. Hello, and welcome to the Sarah B. Yoga Podcast. This podcast is an intersection of my yoga teaching and my training in the Feldenkrais method. Today's class is a 60-minute Feldenkrais awareness through movement lesson. It is an introductory class to my upcoming 8-week Feldenkrais series called Generating Choices, which will both be taught live and be available via recordings. You can find links for more information about this upcoming series in the show notes, and there is also a pay-as-able option, as I hope to make this work accessible for all. Okay, let's get to class. All right, so before we get into the lesson, I just want to say a little bit about this series that this little intro class is about. So the lessons in this series are going to be focused on sensing differences in the body, which is something we do always in a Feldenkrais lesson, but being able to decipher the good sensations from those that may be unnecessary or sometimes even harmful, and then help one respond to the environment around them with new options, with new ways of responding. So during the lesson, you'll be requiring
acquiring information, you know, paying attention to how we move, basically taking in data, experimenting a little bit, and then experimenting with new ways of how to respond to that information. And then I also just hope to share with you the many ways that the Feldenkrais method can be effective, the ways it can be a resource for you, a resource to create change, and present more choices for how to move. And, you know, those changes could be physically how to move about the world, but also they could be changes in your mood or your attitude, since our mood or emotional state is really connected to our muscular organization, right? They're intimately connected, right? In fact, our mood, our emotional state cannot exist without our body. So I invite you to be curious throughout these lessons, or just this lesson, if you're just here today, to notice how you feel a change in the musculature and if that has an effect on your mood or your emotional tone. And so you're learning at your own pace, right? You're noticing what makes you feel good, noticing options. This is going to be a priority. What are my options here for movement? And then noticing what you're curious about, recognizing that experiencing pleasure, enjoyment in the body are measures of freedom. And so all the lessons in this series will be suitable to all levels. We won't focus in on one part of the body. Sometimes I do that in a series, like it's all about the neck and the shoulders. So it's more that we'll zoom in on little parts and then we'll zoom back out and we'll see how the whole self is moving. And for those of you that are not familiar with the Feldenkrais method, I just want to say a few words for you, and I think it's worth hearing for everybody. So we want to approach the lessons really simply and easily. We're not trying to accomplish something. We're not trying to get somewhere. We're not trying to achieve. So it's really different than other exercise or movement practices that most of us are familiar with, right? Where it's like you have this very clear goal and there's achievement in mind. So we want to make the movements simple, small, easy. With each movement, there is an attention to how to reduce the effort, how to do less rather than to do more. And then I'll propose a movement and you'll be repeating it, but I will ask you to pause between each movement. And the pausing between the movement will help you to be able to feel the changes, right? So this pausing helps or opens the door for neuroplasticity in your nervous system, right? We all have a brain that's capable of change and learning at whatever age you're at, but we need to facilitate that neuroplastic learning and give it choices. So we'll pause after each movement so that you can really feel yourself settle. And then notice how you do the movement again. So I'll say more as I'm guiding you. Just try to stay within the bounds of the lesson, stay within your comfort range, and modify as you need to. So we're going to start the lesson in standing. So just come on up to stand. Great. And so in standing, just observe yourself. And just notice the feeling of yourself. Notice your mood. Sense the width of your chest. Notice the top of your head. The back of your head. Yeah, and just this general sense of standing. Taking note of what feels heavy or harder to keep upright, and if there's any part of you that feels energized. Great. Okay, so that was just a quick little standing. Now come to lie on your back. So you'll notice I won't be demonstrating, I'm just speaking. So lie on your back when you're ready. And you want to make sure that you do have room to take your arms overhead. We will do that eventually in the lesson. Yeah, if you can lie with your legs long, do that. And your arms can just be alongside your body. Good. So just take this moment to feel your contact with the floor as you come to settle. You might take note of what feels like it's in need of something. Again, what feels energized and awake. Noticing the tone of your energetic body. There's no right or wrong, just arriving here as you are. And for this class, you can put down all of your roles, all of your identities. Nobody needs anything from you right now. So just inviting yourself to rest. And invite this possibility of growing a little bit longer, creating the intention from your pelvis to your head, the possibility of lengthening. The idea. And then the possibility of widening, allowing the shoulders to feel a sense of width. And maybe first you just notice, how wide do my shoulders feel here as I rest on the floor? And in the quietness, tune into the rhythm of your breathing, bringing air in through your nose, sending it throughout yourself in a direction that can cultivate this idea of length and width. And releasing the air slowly as you exhale. Maybe even beginning to breathe in such a way that you let your exhale be a little bit longer than your inhale. Good. And feel the support of the floor underneath you. Notice your two legs lying, the length from the back of your right heel to your right hip joint, the length of this right leg, and the length from your left heel to your left hip joint. Noticing what feels same about the legs, what feels different about the legs. Sensing the way that the pelvis meets the floor. And then from the pelvis, draw your attention up the spine. This idea of moving attention up the spine, noticing the nuances, what parts of you meet the floor, what parts of you do not touch the floor along the spine. Good. Notice how your shoulders rest. You can compare the right and the left shoulder. If one feels more rounded or more pointed, if one feels like it's giving more weight into the floor, just see what you notice. And then sense where the back of your head meets the floor. This round part of the back of the head, how it rests. Good. Bend your knees now, stand your feet, and bring your feet so they are about shoulder distance. And begin to breathe in such a way that as you inhale, you bring the air in through the nose, direct the air into the upper right corner of your chest. So near your ribs, behind your collarbone, think of bringing more pressure, gathering the pressure of the air so it pushes a little bit into the ribs on the right side of the chest. So you do that on an inhale and then exhale slowly. So feeling, can you grow a little bit rounder, a little bit bigger in the right upper corner of the chest with a subtle small inhalation? So it's as if from the interior, you're molding this area with the breath, this feeling of expanding the right upper corner of the chest from the inside. From the inside, bringing the air in, feeling the sense of growing outward. You maybe even feel the right collarbone, feeling a little expansion behind that. And being patient with this, so patiently waiting for the inhale to come, taking a nice slow exhalation. And noticing if this is even possible. Is it possible to feel like you can shape the breath in this way so that there's more attention, more expansion on the right side? So each inhale, you wait for something a little bit different, some new possibility. Good. And then just pause, just breathe as you'd like to, but bring your attention to the two sides of your chest, just watching over, sensing if there's any difference just from that small direction. And keep your left foot where it's at. Take your right leg long. So just let your right leg lengthen on the floor. Let it relax. So it's all on the floor. And push the left foot a little bit into the floor to roll the pelvis slightly to the right. Pushing the left foot, rolling to help roll the pelvis a little bit to the right, and then you allow the pelvis to return and you rest for a moment. You pause so that each movement of rolling the pelvis to the right is distinct, it's individual. Yeah, doing that a few times, pushing with the left foot, rolling the pelvis to the right. It's not a strong movement, right? It's not a matter of how high you can lift your left hip. That's right. And then just see if you can start to use your attention to feel where you can reduce the effort, where you can do less muscular work. Slowly. And that muscular work, that might be in your face, it might be in your jaw, it might be in your shoulders. So it's this idea of looking about ourselves for unnecessary tension. It's a general orientation that we have of ourselves throughout the lesson, feeling where you can reduce the extraneous or unnecessary effort. Good. And then just feel as you push the left foot into the floor, can you do it on an exhalation? And notice if that makes the movement any different. So exhale as you push the left foot and tip the pelvis to the right, and then breathing in, letting the belly, the chest move as you breathe in and come down. Good. Great. All right. Pause for a moment. Keep your left foot standing and draw an imaginary line from your left foot to your right shoulder. And now push the left foot into the floor again, but direct the movement towards your right shoulder. So your pelvis might tip slightly in a different direction. So as you push the left foot, help your pelvis roll in such a way that you can direct that movement towards the right shoulder. It's a subtle difference. See if you can organize the push from the left foot more towards your right shoulder. And you can let that turning action climb all the way up your spine to the right shoulder, feeling how the right shoulder maybe gets a little bit heavier. Again, feeling where you can reduce the effort. Great. And now, can you start to let your head turn with the pelvis? So you think of the tip of your nose and then the pubic bone, the center of the front pelvis. And as your pelvis rolls a little bit to the right, let your head turn the same amount as the pelvis. So the same number of degrees as the pelvis is turning, the head turns. So it's a small movement, but it's as if your head and your pelvis are connected. That's right. And again, feeling where you can do less, where you can reduce the muscular effort in your face, your hands, maybe your stomach. Great. Okay, let that rest. Bring your left leg down. Just take a moment to observe. So this is a really classic Feldenkrais lesson with a few variations. So some of this may feel really familiar to some of you. So just notice if your right shoulder blade lies differently than your left and the two sides of your pelvis. Great. And now bend your knees again, stand your feet, have your feet about shoulder distance. And once, just take a breath in, feel your abdomen expand. So you let the diaphragm move down and feel how the belly can soften. Good. And then shift this way of breathing so that when you breathe in, you can bring the air in through the nose and direct the air towards the upper left corner of your chest, behind your collarbone. And it may be a shorter inhale. You try to expand that area and exhale as you need to. And just be really patient with the breath. You're not trying to get in a lot of breathing. You just let the breath be as slow as it needs to. These small inhalations, seeing if you can grow a little bit rounder, a little bit bigger in the left upper corner of the chest. Almost like the air would be deep inside of you, molding, kind of pressing some space, some expansion into the left shoulder, behind the collarbone. So from the inside, it is this feeling of growing outward. And you may notice, you know, does this side feel easier to do or harder to do than the right side? This idea of creating more space in this side of the chest. Good. And then just let that rest. Let your breath be at its own pace, its own shape. And extend your left leg long. Just begin to push the right foot a little bit into the floor in order to help roll the pelvis to the left. And you're just figuring out how to press your right foot down into the floor so that it helps. It acts as this fulcrum for rolling the pelvis a little bit to the left. Again, it doesn't need to be a really powerful, big movement. And see if every time you do the movement, you can pause. You bring the pelvis down, you take a moment to rest and feel everything settle, and then you try it again. And in that settling, in that pause between the movements, you might feel some of that, those places of unnecessary tension. You might feel, you know, something in your shoulders or your jaw let go. And that's information. You might at that point realize, oh, I was working there. And it's not that work or effort is a bad thing. We just want to have choices. So as you push the foot into the floor, can you do it on an exhalation? And notice if that changes the way that you feel the movement. Feeling as the right side of the pelvis begins to lift a little bit away from the floor, notice the parts of your left side that start to come more into contact with the floor. Great. And then just pause. Keep your right foot standing and draw a line from your right foot up to your left shoulder. And begin to press with your right foot so that you can direct the force towards your left shoulder. And feel how this is different from what you were just doing, rolling the pelvis more directly to the left. So thinking of this line from your right foot towards your left shoulder. You may feel a little bit of a turning up through the spine. That's right. And now can you begin to turn your head with the pelvis slowly, turning the head to the left the same amount that the pelvis is turning? And then the head and the pelvis come back to the center. Good. As you continue to do this, maybe there's unnecessary effort in your left leg. So that left leg can really sink into the floor. That left leg might move as a result of the action of your right foot. Good. Okay, let that rest. Take your right leg long. And sense again the contact with the floor, the contact of your lower back, what's on the floor, what's lifted from the floor. The shoulders, have they changed in your sensation? Good. Stand your right foot again. So your left leg stays long and bring your left arm overhead on the floor so that your left arm is resting on the floor, maybe about a 45 degree angle from your head. But really make sure this is comfortable. So your left elbow can be soft. Your palm is facing the ceiling. If your left arm needs to be farther away from the head, it can be. You can also imagine where that left arm is. And think again of the line that goes from your right foot to your left shoulder and let that line continue out through the left arm. And begin to press with your right foot, directing that force towards your left shoulder. And don't do anything extra with your left arm, but you may feel that your left arm gets moved a little bit. So you're not lengthening the left arm, but it may be pushed a little bit longer from that right foot. That's right. And your right knee stays directed towards the ceiling. You can feel how your left leg might roll a little bit as your pelvis rolls to the left. And noticing when your left shoulder blade gets a little bit deeper into the floor, when it gets pushed. And that lengthening of the left arm, just let it happen quite spontaneously. All right, you're not intending to lengthen the left arm, but notice that the left arm is getting a little bit longer. You may even feel that the back of your hand, the knuckles of your left hand slide a little bit on the floor. Great. Okay, pause, but keep your foot there and keep your arm there. And now turn your head to the left and keep your head there. So just what's comfortable. You turn your head to the left so you see your left arm. And push again with your foot, directing the right foot, directing the force towards the left arm. Maybe that left arm gets a little longer. And feel what that's like with your head in this direction. Yeah, always bringing the pelvis down and pausing in between. Good. And now pause, turn your head to the right. Turn your head to the right, whatever amount's comfortable, and keep your head there. Take a moment to breathe. But now try to do the same action. Push with your right foot, direct the force towards your left arm, and notice if it's harder to turn your pelvis in some way. Yeah, your right knee has to stay pointed towards the ceiling still, more or less. Yeah, so of course our head, our eyes are oriented to the right now, so I may make this movement a little bit harder for the pelvis. Yeah, turn your head back to the left and compare. Turn your head to the left, keep it there, and feel, is it easier this way? Good. Okay, let that rest. Bring your right leg down, take your left arm down. Remember that you can always rest sooner than I cue the rest. Good. Feel a little space between your teeth. Notice how the two sides meet the floor. Good. And now bring your right arm overhead so it's at about 45 degree angle on the floor and bend your left knee, stand your left foot. That's right. If your right arm doesn't meet the floor, you could put a pillow or kind of a folded blanket or something underneath your right arm. So remember, comfort is important. Good. And just begin to push with the left foot, directing that force through the right arm and feeling if that right arm gets a little bit longer, not because you're stretching the right arm. That's right. And you could play a little bit with the pelvis, you know, thinking almost like there's these spokes, these diagonal spokes from the right foot towards, from your left foot towards your right arm. And if you just change the angle of how the pelvis is tilting, does it change how the force gets to your right arm? So just a little moment of play there. Good. Okay, pause with your pelvis on the floor. Turn your head to the right and keep it there. And try the movement we've been doing with the head to the right. Yeah, notice if it makes the pelvis lighter, easier to turn. Good, great. And now turn your head to the left. Keep your head to the left. And it's not just the head, right? Our eyes are oriented to the left. There's a turn in the neck and the upper part of the spine. So feel now, what is this like? If you push the left foot into the floor, tip the pelvis, so you're trying to create some length through the right arm. And notice if you feel resistance anywhere or if it feels harder. And if it feels harder, that doesn't mean we move with more effort. Actually, quite the opposite. Good. And now turn your head to the right again. It's just so you can sense the differences. Great. Try pushing as you exhale, pushing the left foot as you exhale. Great. All right, let that rest. Bring your left leg down, bring your right arm down. And observe your contact with the floor, observe your breathing. Okay, so stay with that same side. Take your right arm overhead, bend your left knee, stand your left foot. Good. Now, if your left foot is really close to your midline, see what happens if you take your left foot a little bit farther from the midline. And again, draw the line from your left foot to your right shoulder, all the way out your right arm. And give a little push with the left foot, directing the force towards your right shoulder. And now do go ahead and, almost as if it's from the inside of yourself, begin to lengthen your right arm. It's not lifting the arm away from the floor. It's not even stretching, but it's almost like you're using that force from your foot, rolling the pelvis all the way up towards the right shoulder. As if it's this one line that your arm lengthens towards, and just what's easy. So again, we don't want to confuse this with a big stretch. There's no strain. It's as if the lengthening is coming from your pelvis. Good. Allow your chest to turn a little bit. Good. Let your head roll to the right as your pelvis rolls to the right. Good. And pause. Okay, everybody, roll to your right side for a moment. I'll just be here for a moment so you don't need to grab too much underneath your head or anything. Just roll to your right side. You could lay your head on your right arm if you'd like. And now sense the back of your head. So when we are lying on our back, the back of your head was touching the floor, right? Right now, the back of your head isn't touching anything. There's just space back there. And so start to move the back of your head back towards that space behind you. That's right. That means your chin will come a little bit away from your chest. It's not a rolling of the head, but the back of the head moves back. Chin comes a little away from the chest. And then bring your head back to where it was resting. And just feel this action. It can be quite small. So the back of the head gently moves back. The chin comes a little away from the chest. And then let the head return to where it was. That's right. Just what's easy. Not straining in the neck. Good. All right. Come back onto your back. Stand your left foot. Bring your right arm overhead. So your right leg is long. and begin to push with your left foot, same thing we've been working towards, directing the force towards your long right arm. And as you do that, roll your head to the right. And as your head rolls to the right and sees your right arm, start to let the back of the head move back, which means the back of the head is aiming for your left heel. That's it. And then bring that all back to where you started and pause. So again, the left foot pushes into the floor and you direct length through your right arm, rolling the head to the right, and then let the back of the head move back. So you'll feel an arching come into the back. It's as if the back of the head wants to move towards your left foot. Yeah. And then where's the extra effort, right? Is there only one way to do this with a lot of effort, or can we feel it in a different way? So pausing between each movement, letting some of the effort go, feeling what you are using. So that each time you try the movement again, it's a whole new thing. That's right. It's as if from the inside of you or from the pelvis, the right arm gets longer. Okay, let that rest. Take your leg long, bring your right arm down, and sense the two sides of you. Feel some space between your teeth. Notice the two shoulders. Any change in the way that your chest is lying on the floor? And feel the back of your head. So now, very clearly, the back of the head is touching the floor. So when we go to this other side, when I say take the back of the head back, right now you're getting this very clear feedback of where the back of your head is. All right, so take your left arm overhead, stand your right foot. And press your right foot into the floor and start to direct that length into your left arm. Good. Just beginning, like, oh, this is a new thing all of a sudden. And you begin to roll your head to the left with the pelvis. Good. And then start to bring in this idea as you roll the head to the left, you can start to take the back of the head back as if you want to look up towards your left hand, or look towards the wall above your head. That's it. And the left leg can stay soft. Good. As you roll the pelvis to the left and direct the length into the left arm, the head turns to the left and the back of the head moves back as if you're directing the back of the head towards your right foot. Good, great. Okay, just pause and just switch legs. Keep your arm where it's at, just switch your legs. So your right leg's long. And now try pressing with your left foot and lengthen your left arm. Just feel what that's like. So somehow from the pelvis, try to lengthen the left arm. and feel that it's something quite different. Yeah, slowly. Good. Okay, so now switch legs again. Stand your right foot, left leg long, and press with your right foot to lengthen the left arm and feel how that's so different. Just really wanting to clarify that feeling of difference. Good. Using your exhale as you push with the foot. Great. And now pause. Bring your arm down. Switch arms. Take your right arm overhead. Your left arm comes down. Push with your right foot to try to lengthen the right arm. Great. Notice what you do with your head, right? So you have lots of options with your head. Does the head want to roll to the left if the pelvis is rolling to the left? Does the head want to turn to the right? Great. And now switch your legs again. So stand your left foot, lengthen your right leg long, and press with your right foot to lengthen. Excuse me, press with your left foot to lengthen that right arm. Yeah. And so feel how we are making these differences visible, clear to our brain, right? This gives the potential to that learning. And our brain is organically attracted to what's easier, right? That's part of the nervous system's really natural intelligence. So it's not just clear to you what's easier, but it is clear to your brain, to your nervous system. It grabs it and it says, oh yeah, that feels easier. Okay, rest again. Take your arm and your leg down and just observe the contact of yourself with the floor. Just the general change throughout your entire self. All right, bend both knees now and bring both arms overhead at that 45 degree angle or so position with the palms up. Yeah, and you can have your feet as wide as your shoulders. And now a few times, tilt your left knee to the left. So the left knee tilts towards the floor to the left. That's right, and you can let your pelvis roll with it. So it's just simple. Left knee tilting to the left, to the floor, and then you bring it back. And feel when you tilt your left knee towards the floor, one elbow lifts a little bit from the floor. Which elbow gets a little bit lighter? Yeah, so feel how your right elbow gets a little bit lighter. And so slowly, as you tilt your left knee to the left, you could almost imagine that there's a string connecting your right elbow and your left knee, so that as you tilt your left knee to the left, the right elbow comes up away from the floor a little bit. And the right arm might even lift from the floor. That right arm can roll inward towards the side of your face. So your left knee is tilting to the left and the right elbow lifts. The whole right arm could even lift and turn a little bit towards you. That's right. Yeah, if you're quite flexible, it may feel like there's no need to lift the right arm, but you feel the right elbow lifting and the arm rotate inward towards the face. So you're connecting the knee and the elbow. Good, good. All right, come to the middle. And now I'll just begin to tilt the right knee. Let the right knee fall to the right, towards the floor a few times, just simple. And then bring the right knee back to the middle, feeling where you can do less. And as your right knee falls to the right, the pelvis can come with, right? You can feel a change of weight or a shift of weight on the pelvis. And then think that from the inside of your left elbow, there's a string to your right knee, so that as you tilt your right knee, the left elbow lifts away from the floor a little bit. That left arm can roll inward towards the face. Yeah, going slowly so you can start to make that connection. And if you thought that string, like you're keeping that string taut, the elbow has to lift away from the floor as the knee tilts. Great. Okay, pause in the middle. And now just slowly alternate. So let your left knee tilt to the left. Let your right elbow lift, come through the center, and then the right knee tilts and your left elbow lifts. That's right. There's a little rolling of the arm. Good. Feeling again where you can do less work. Yeah. Nice. Okay. Rest for a moment. Bring the arms down. Bring the legs down. Okay, bend your knees for a moment. Bring your hands behind your head. Pick your feet up so that your knees are just kind of hovering over your chest. And slowly, as you exhale, bring your knees and your elbows a little towards one another and then a little away from one another. So this is just a little neutralizing of our spine after back bending, right? We're back bending today. So bring your elbows and your knees a little towards one another. And good. And then just let that rest and stand your feet again. Okay, so we're going to put some of these things together. So both feet are standing about shoulder distance. Take your arms overhead. Both arms. And now slowly see if you can push your right foot into the floor and tilt your left knee to the left. And as you push that right foot, think of the left arm lengthening and turn your head to the left. Look up to see your left hand. That's right. And the back of the head can move back. Good. And then come through center. Bring everything through center. Push with your left foot to start to lengthen the right arm, and your right knee can tilt to the right, turning your head to the right. And then the back of the head moves back. And come back through center. So I'll say that again. So the right foot pushes into the floor as the left knee tilts. And as your right foot is pushing, it's that same work we did throughout the lesson. It's directing some length through your left arm. The back of the head moves back. And then what we just did with the arm, the other arm, right? The arm that's not lengthening, that little turning, that little lifting of the elbow, you can start to bring that into this. That's right. As the back of the head moves back, the chest moves a little away from the chin. And that's right. Feeling how the back is arching. And you might even see the other arm. So you go one way and then the other. Good. All right, let's pause for a moment. Bring the arms down, bring the legs down. And notice your breathing. Let the abdomen soften, jaw, hands. Roll your head a little bit from one side to the other. Great. Okay, so trying that one more time. Just bend your knees, stand your feet, take your arms overhead. And press with your left foot to direct that length through your right arm. And go ahead and let the right knee really tilt. The back of the head can move back. Good. And come through center. And then the right foot pushes. And that back arm, the arm that, you know, isn't lengthening, feel how that elbow could lift and the arm could roll a little bit towards the face. That's right. Beautiful. Yeah, and that may allow the back of the head to move back more. So feel how the back of the head, how far back it's going now, how close it's getting to the back of your pelvis, if it's different than earlier. And you can think of your abdomen coming forward. Yeah, and if the pattern is clear to you, you can do it quickly if you'd like, maybe less carefully. You could try doing it really quickly. The back of your head comes back each time. Easy in the jaw. Great. Good. Let that all rest. Take your arms, take your legs down, and observe your contact with the floor. Notice your sense of width. As you inhale, can you just direct this idea of width into the body? The width of your shoulders. Feel this idea of length along your spine from the back of the pelvis up to the back of the head. Good. And now just roll to your side and come to sit and make your way from sitting to standing, but take your time. And so just stand for a moment and observe the feeling of yourself. Notice, does your chest feel any wider? Notice the top of the head, if it feels closer to the ceiling. Does the back of your head or the back of your neck feel different compared to when we started? Like, does something feel elevated in any way? Do you feel a different kind of mood? Yeah, and then just walk a bit. Walk for a moment. Yeah, sensing differences. They don't have to be differences that I point out to you. Just noticing as you walk. What's different about walking? What's different about being upright now compared to the beginning of the lesson? And so if you do feel a difference, sometimes there can be like a very staggering difference from the beginning to the end of a lesson. One of the things I'm getting at in this series that we'll just kind of focus on a little bit is that too is a choice. If there's a feeling of maybe, oh, it feels easier to stand, or things just kind of feel like they fall into place, that we really want to give space for the brain, the nervous system, to feel that, so that can become an option for you. Not just right now after the lesson, but other moments. So at the end of each live stream class, I keep some time for question and answer. It's a time to harvest, to have students comment, and have a discussion about the practice. This is a time for the students to feel in community and hear about each other's experiences. Here is one quick comment from a student after this lesson.
Sarah, that was just amazing.
Oh, good. Tell me more.
Well, when I stood up and when I walked, it's as though everything from the hips up were almost floating. And it was just so easy to have good posture and not feel like I was even working at it at all.
So, yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, great. Yeah, this lesson and other lessons that we'll play with there, you know, especially this lesson, there is a sense of the mood being elevated. That's why I mentioned that thing at the beginning, that the state of our musculature, you might feel that change, but then there can also be, because they're so interconnected, our mood, our emotional state, and our muscular state, that you may feel a little lightness in mood also. And so, yeah, it's a common feeling that after a lesson you stand up and it's like, it's just not as hard
right.
to stand.
Mm-hmm. I felt almost weightless. Mm.
Cool.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, Lisa.
Are you enjoying this podcast? I've chosen to offer these audio recordings freely for over 15 years. I do this because research shows yoga, yoga nidra, and Feldenkrais to be valuable practices, those which I would like to share widely. Dana, the Buddhist practice of generosity, has always been a pillar of my business. And more generally, Dana is the inclination to give without expecting any form of repayment. It does, however, take a fair amount of time, effort, and cost to maintain and keep the podcasts available. If you feel you've benefited from what you've learned from these classes, then please do consider making a contribution towards the maintenance and upkeep of the classes. It will help ensure that I can continue to offer the podcast classes freely and keep generating new material. Give what you can, give what feels good. If it's too little, it won't feel good. If it's too much, it won't feel good. Links to support the show monetarily can be found in the show notes. And other ways to give include sharing the podcast with others, leaving a 5-star rating and review, or just sending me an email with how the classes have affected you. Thanks so much.